Hello, I'm Deb Finan. I'm the mayor of the city of Champaign. And today we are here to discuss the Odyssey Project at the University of Illinois. I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourselves, and I'll start with Michelle.
Hi, my name is Michelle Awad. I am the student experience coordinator and advisor at the Odyssey Project.
And I'm Elena Pincus. I am the Assistant Director for Education and Outreach at the Humanities Research Center Institute, which is the home of the Odyssey Project. And so I oversee the program.
Fantastic. So can one of you give me a general description of Odyssey for people who don't know what Odyssey is?
Yeah, the Odyssey Project is a free adult, it's a free credit-bearing adult education program focused on the humanities at the University of Illinois. So we offer two courses, one in the fall and one in the spring, and students earn 4 credits per course of University of Illinois college credit that they can take wherever they want and do whatever they want with. And our goal is to increase access low-income people to higher education. So the Odyssey Project specifically serves low-income members of the Champaign-Urbana community.
Okay, so you mentioned humanities. Can you give me a little bit of information about what the areas of study are that people would have the opportunity to take classes in?
Sure. So in the fall, during the fall semester, students take philosophy and art history. And during the spring semester, students take literature and U.S. history, and the entire year, students are taking a critical thinking and writing course to support their learning in the humanities.
That's great. So I know you're celebrating 15 years this year. Can you tell me how Odyssey got started?
Yeah, so we were originally affiliated with the Bart Clemente course from Bard College, which is a small liberal arts college in New York. And the program began as all Clemente courses are humanities based, because humanities, culture, literature, history, those are the things that when you have knowledge of those things, you are a more informed person, right? Able to be a more engaged community member, an engaged citizen, a better learner, a more critical thinker. And so the program began as a year-long course that offered all 5 subjects that Michelle mentioned. And it was brought here to the University of Illinois by a faculty member in the English department. And it's been here at U of I ever since. And the Clemente course has grown across the country. There are several hundred Clemente courses. The Odyssey Project specifically is no longer affiliated with Bard College. We got a grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation a couple of years ago, and it enabled us to offer University of Illinois credit instead of Bard College credit. And we're so thrilled that we're able to do that, because University of Illinois credit is recognizable to people here in Champaign.
It's really cool. It's great. So tell me about the goals for the Odyssey Project.
So one of the goals of the Odyssey Project is to provide an opportunity for people to experience higher education. So a lot of alumni say, I knew I wanted to go to college, but I didn't know what I wanted to study, and I didn't want to bear the financial burden of registering for courses and then, realize that I didn't like them or that college wasn't for me. And so what Odyssey Project does is provide, a free opportunity to experience the humanities part of higher education, right? Because that's our specialty, and allow students to decide, one, if they like higher education, if that's the route for them. Many of our students go on to continue in higher education and go to places like the U of I and Parkland College. And so I think in some ways, one of the goals of Odyssey Project is to provide a launching space for folks who have an interest in higher education.
It's really, It's just, I can't say enough about how exciting I think this program is. I'm so glad you are here sharing about it so we can maybe get information out to a wider group in the community. I just think it's great. So who is the project designed for? Is there, you know, as we look at eligibility to apply, who are you looking at as your students?
So our students cannot have a bachelor's degree or higher. So they have to be people who may have tried college at some point or may have never tried college. You don't even have to have a high school diploma or a GED to take an Odyssey class. The biggest qualifier is that you have to be at or below 150% of the federal poverty line and for your household size. So, and you have to be able to read a newspaper in English because the courses are taught in English. And so some level of fluency is helpful in helping students succeed. But in that sense, our courses are designed for novices, beginners, students who are just getting their feet under them. And it doesn't actually matter how old you are. Our age minimum is 18, but you can be 75. And take an Odyssey course. And we've had that. We've had people who are in their 70s taking Odyssey courses and then seeking a bachelor's degree because that's been their lifelong dream.
So cool. So I know from looking at your website, if people are interested in applying, and we're going to talk about application, but to see if they qualify, you do have the poverty guidelines on the website. So they can go there to look to see if their household size and income would qualify them to be able to apply for Odyssey?
That's correct.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about applications. How do people apply? When are applications due? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our application portal will open May 15th. The way the application process works is there's an online application. That's the first step. So prospective students send in that short application. Step two of the process is attending an information session. This information session is meant to model what a class session looks like. So the function of this information session is two things. The first thing is it signals seriousness about the program on behalf of the applicant. So an applicant showing up to a student, to an information session, signals that they are serious about participating in the program, that they want to take on the time commitment of being in the program. So that's the first reason, or the first function. And the second function is for students to experience what a class session is like. So we will read some material together, either a poem or an excerpt or a speech, and then discuss. And then reflect in our writing. So it helps students see, okay, you know, this is what a class session looks like. I'm into this or I'm not into this. And then we send out our decisions after that, shortly after that. And then we have an orientation and then classes begin. And we're right on, because we're a university program, we follow the university calendar. So once the U of I courses start, Odyssey program begins. And
so if I apply and don't get in the first time, and I don't want to scare people off, right? People should apply, but do you hold applications then for a space the next year, or do people reapply? Do you have so many people that people really don't get in? Tell me a little bit about all of that.
So it really depends on the year. Given COVID, it's been a little, our applications have been a little lower, but, in 2019, we had almost 100 applications. And so the reason somebody would not get in is most likely because they either don't qualify and they filled out the application, right? Or we just don't have room because we only have 20 seats in the class. And that's why, again, with the info session, we want to make sure you're serious because these seats are a scarce resource, and we will have a waiting list if we have enough applicants, and we will go down the list up through the first couple of weeks of class as people kind of decide whether the program is a good fit for them. And then we often will reopen the applications in January. So if we're on a waiting list, you might get in that way, or you could reapply. We also send invitations to reapply to student or to potential students who have filled out an application in the past year. So they're always available. It's always possible to apply or reapply. And in fact, when we have someone who for some reason finds that the course is, it's not the right time for the course, right? Life happens, families happen, jobs happen. There's all sorts of reasons why someone might not be able to finish the course, provided that they have, you know, had a good attendance record and they're really driven to succeed. We will put you back in the course as soon as you're able to get back in. So, you know, you drop out in the fall, you can come back in the spring. You drop out in the spring, you can come back the following spring.
That's great. And is it pass fail or are they actually getting grades?
They receive grades, and there's academic support the entire semester. The other thing I wanted to say about the application process is if you're listening to this and thinking about applying, do not let the application process deter you. We are so eager to welcome more people into the project. We want to encourage anyone and everyone to apply. If you know someone who is interested in the Odyssey Project, who's interested in getting 8 free college credits in the humanities from the University of Illinois, please don't let the application process deter you, because I promise it's not that bad. And we accept a lot more people than we turn away.
That's awesome. So you started to talk about the kinds of supports that are available for students. Can you expand on that for me?
Yeah, so my role is primarily a support role in the program. So I help connect students to resources. If a student is experiencing trouble paying their utilities, we find resources together to help meet those demands. If a student needs help finding childcare, I walk them through the process for applying for a subsidized childcare from the state. So there's many of our students, because they're low income, face a lot of obstacles, right? And so my job is to help them navigate those obstacles and be successful in the program. So I have very close relationships with students. We talk all the time. We're always in communication. We also offer a ton of academic support. So really all of our instructors take office hours with students and offer tutoring. We also have interns who tutor students and are always setting up appointments to help further support them. I actually started as an intern in the program, and that's really what sparked my passion for adult education and accessible higher education. And I'm also the advisor in the program. So when someone is interested in continuing their education, again, I help connect them to resources and navigate application processes. You know, we bring in speakers from programs like Parkland Pathways to inform students on what opportunities are available to them. And so, yeah, we're grateful for the kinds of community partnerships that we have, where I can call someone from RPC and say, hey, I have a student who needs help with XYZ, and they're there to support that student. Also, you know, programs like First Followers or Win Recovery, we're really lucky to partner with. And we have these, you know, sort of mutual serving relationships where they will refer their constituents to us. And then if we have a student who has a problem that one of those organizations can help with, we'll refer them to them. So really this program works because of our partnerships and relationships in the community. So
that's awesome. So that's student help. Do you also provide supports for alumni?
Yes. Just recently, a student recently an alumni was interested in applying for college and needed help with their financial aid form. And so we walked through that together and made sure that she had everything she needed to complete that successfully. So yes, I am always here for both students and alumni. And I'm so eager to help support them in their education goals and really rise to go beyond the obstacles that come in between them and their education goals.
If you can walk through a FAFSA, then you're an amazing resource, because boy, that's not an easy process. You mentioned students either applying for Parkland or U of I or even other universities. Do their credits transfer then beyond the University of Illinois? This is an actual University of Illinois credit. Is that correct?
That's correct. So our courses are humanities courses. So that means that they would count most likely toward a humanities-based elective requirement. So it's really up to the school that you're transferring to, how they want to define what that credit counts toward. But it's a U of I credit, and there's no college in the state of Illinois or the surrounding areas that's not going to accept it, right? It just may not, it may or may not be what you want it to be for. But, you know, students come to us and they've used our credits to finish their degree program. They might have just a couple more classes left, and they take the Odyssey classes and transfer those credits, and they are a college graduate. We also have students who have transitioned from Odyssey to a degree program at the University of Illinois, either through the Parkland Pathways program or by simply transferring credits they've earned somewhere else. So we definitely, these are good solid credits. They're not gonna they're not gonna wither away in terms of valuability or value. So
okay. Yeah. So when do your classes meet?
So they meet Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that includes a half hour dinner break.
And are they in person?
They are in person. You know, we are back to in-person classes at the U of I, and I can tell you based on experience, and I think Michelle would agree with me, the classes work best when they are in person. You know, they really help students build a community, not only through the support that Michelle offers them and that our tutors and instructors offer them, but through the relationships that they form with their classmates. And it's an incredibly supportive community where students feel like they can learn things, and it's okay for them not to know the answers right away, because that's what they're there to do. They're there to learn.
That's awesome.
And just to piggyback off, so Elena mentioned our dinner break. So we begin class at 5:30, and then at 7 p.m. we all walk over together to the dining hall, to university dining hall, and all eat dinner together. All meals are free for students and provided by the program, which I realized we didn't mention before. All materials, all books are provided for students at no cost to them. And if students don't have technology, if they don't have a laptop, we have loanable technology. We help students connect with the university resources to set up Wi-Fi in their homes. So we really try to provide holistic support to make sure students have what they need to be successful in the program. And even just that dinner break where we all gather together and share a meal is really a way that we build community and allow people to bring them their full selves and create authentic friendships in the program.
That's great. So I know that you have the Mellon grant, but there are probably lots of things that either need to be paid for or that you would like to expand. Can people in the community or elsewhere outside of our community donate to Odyssey if they want to support you?
Absolutely. So they can go to our website on the Humanities Research Institute's webpage, and there is a little button that says support the Odyssey Project, and you can click on that and you can donate. We are also, I should say too, it's not just the Mellon Foundation that's funding us. We are getting funding and support from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, who house our courses. And of course, we couldn't do the Odyssey Project if the university itself wasn't supporting it. But community donations help us with things that we can't necessarily do with university funds or with grant funds, right? So whether it's helping somebody, we need extra books, right? Or we need to help somebody pay the fee for the SAT or the ACT. You know, we can use the money that's donated to those kinds of ends and really continue to help support our students as they seek college degrees.
So we all know and probably have experienced the predatory financial practices of higher education institutions. It's so prevalent in this country. People are in so much debt because of their education. And so something that we were really interested in helping, especially like alumni with who want to continue their education, is helping alleviate the debt that is actually barring them from continuing their education. So we have alumni who are in debt, who are interested in continuing, but just can't, pay off that debt to that community college and can't register for classes. And this is debt, you know, that's somewhere between like $1,000 to $3,000. And so, I think we're really interested in really, it goes beyond the Odyssey Project. We're really interested in supporting students in their educational goals. And we know that debt is a huge obstacle there. And so, donations are so necessary and helping alleviate that debt and really giving people the opportunity, people who have been marginalized and left out of higher education, it's really giving people that opportunity to achieve their goals and to really overcome those obstacles.
I would just add about the educational debt, the best way to help with that is actually by helping to set up a 501(c) fund through, say, the community fund, the Champaign-Urbana Community Fund, because the University of Illinois can't necessarily, due to state laws, pay off the debt for students who are trying to pay off debt at another school. So it's a little complicated, but we are really, really interested in finding a way to set up a fund that allows us the flexibility to do the kind of things for students that Michelle was describing. And so if you are interested in helping to create that fund, please let us know, because the more support we have, the easier it will be to set that fund up and the easier it will be to maintain that fund and really change the lives of people in the Odyssey Project. So
that's great. So is there anything else that you all would like to tell me about Odyssey?
Yeah. So we actually are going to have a new course in the summer, and you don't have to have been a previous Odyssey student to take it. It's a non-credit course, but it's a creative writing workshop. And specifically, it's called Writing for Discovery, Self, Public, and Community. And it is focused specifically on issues that are relevant to the Champaign-Urbana community. And students will be able to write a poem, write a short story, write an op-ed, write some kind of narrative or video or, you know, all sorts of different ways that they can express how they think or feel about issues that are relevant to their lives and to their community. And we're actually hoping to have a public reading in late July of the students who participate in it. And so we really want to invite everybody who's listening to think about experiencing that, because I think that that course is going to help encapsulate what the Odyssey experience is for you, but it's only 4 weeks, once a week. So it's a short.
Is that a separate application?
It will be a separate application, yes, but it will be about the same level of difficulty as our existing application, which is to say, not very difficult. We want your name, we want your contact information, and we want to know a little bit about you and why you're interested in the course. And really, that's it. And then we'll invite you to an information session so you can learn a little bit more about how the course will work.
That's great. And I know, Michelle, you have a class to teach. I don't know if you want to add anything before you have to leave.
I'm just really thankful for your interest in the Odyssey Project and for helping us get the word out there. You know, one of the best things we can do is just keep talking to people about what the Odyssey Project is and who it's meant for. And so, yeah, thank you for this opportunity. And yeah. And if people if they have any questions or they want to get in contact, they can email us at odysseyprojects@illinois.edu. So
that's great. And I think I appreciate both of you. I think the program is amazing and I'm so excited to be able to share it a little bit. I know that you have a video that you have produced and we're going to end with that video, but we also will try to put up the website information. So if people are watching, hopefully there'll be some website information along the bottom or at some place on this as it is being re-aired so that people can know where the application is or if they want to donate, be able to find the donation as well. So thank you all for your time today. And I really appreciate the work you're doing and the difference you're making in people's lives.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a real honor and a pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you.
The Odyssey Project is an adult education program for income-eligible community residents that focuses on humanities subjects, history, literature, art history, and philosophy.
Learning through the humanities and alongside the humanities is not just the acquisition of specific bits of knowledge, but that it's a kind of posture that you take on of how to approach your lived experience. So how to think like an art historian, how to think like a historian, how to think like a writer. I think it makes for a more empathic citizen. I think it makes for a more engaged citizen. And at least in our class, it has shown that it makes for a more collaborative citizen.
I saw a flyer on the wall for Odyssey Project and it was like free college classes. And I had always wanted to try school, but I think that the risk was too great for me. I wouldn't have had the confidence in myself, I think, and my abilities. And you know, when it's something for free, you kind of just get to test the waters and see how it goes for you. So I really want, you know, I had nothing to lose.
When I saw that I had an opportunity, I thought about my kids and me all wanting to go back to school and, you know, be a graduate out of my family, be the first graduate out of my family. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to get a chance to do that. So I was like, let me sign up, and I got in, so.
Most of the classes I teach are with first year college students. So to have people in the class who I really see as peers, as people who we have conversations about our families, our where we are in life, and to be able to connect that to the material and the work, and the material in the class, it's an unmatched experience.
Valerie O'Brien, the English professor, I still stay in touch with her. She's become a de facto mentor to me. I like value her mentorship and her friendship so much. It's been a really like, she actually told me about the internship that ended up landing me my job. I don't think I would be doing anything that I were doing right now if it wouldn't have been for the Odyssey Project, honestly.
When I come in the classroom, I come at the mindsetting now that it's a judge-free zone. And we all have different backgrounds. We are all like totally different people, and we're able to share stories, personal stories, you know, with everybody else and not feel a sense of shame or a regret or shyness about it. And I think that's great.
It was something I was afraid to do. And I didn't think I was qualified to do, but once you get here, this is an amazing space. The students in the classroom, you know, your peers and even the our professors, they make you feel comfortable. They make you feel like this was not something that will go in vain, actually. Even if you don't want to continue like your college experience after this, is just a place, if you would even want to try to get a taste of that, I would feel like the Odyssey Project is where you should start.
What this program does is gives people opportunity. Like, it's not, you know, sunshine and rainbows and super easy. You have to do the work, but when you do the work, like what you can gain from it is just like massive.
We've touched hundreds of students in the last 15 years, and they have gone on to better jobs, to pathways in higher education, and to being builders of community here in Champaign-Urbana. And so our legacy is our students and the work they do in the world.